I finally got the ratchet to work, and it went to so many G's. Now look at this airplane. The wings buckled right at the fuselage. See where the gear goes into the well? Where the gear goes into the well, is that's what holds the landing gear up. And the airplane, I was at 0.83, and that was just slightly over 500 miles an hour vertical. And I was about 9,000 feet. And I heard the loudest noise I'd ever heard, biggest explosion. I mean, it was just dynamite. And that's the last thing I heard was this horrible noise. And I was unconscious. And 15 minutes later, I had the airplane trimmed just right when I went unconscious. I was unconscious because I pulled G's that were beyond human survival, actually. And nobody could figure out how I got away with it, but I guess I was stupid, and that must have been why. But
there's that word keeps coming up again. That
I was pulling so hard on the stick, and when those wings buckled, it was that terrible explosion, and the gear doors came off and took half of the tail on one side. And when I came to, I'd been out. My chase pilot said, I heard my name called, and I was like this in the cockpit, and I didn't know what had happened, and kept thinking I was hearing somebody calling my name, and I thought, where am I, and what's going on? And I finally looked up, and I looked over, and I saw my chase plane there, just flying formation with me, and he said he'd been calling my name for 15 minutes before he saw any movement, and then he started talking to me and saying, you think you're okay? And I said, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Oh, these wings were sticking up like this. And I didn't have too much lift, it didn't seem to me, but it was flying, and all by itself. I wasn't on the controls. And so then I took over the controls and felt it out, even with the tail, part of the tail missing. And he said, get out of it. He said, you can't land it. He said, I don't believe the gear will stand up, and you could flip upside down, and that'll be the end of you. Why don't you bail out? And I said, well, see if the gear wiggles when I boot the rudder and skid it a little bit. That'll tell you whether it's locked in its locked position. And he said, well, the gear doors are gone. And I said, well, you can see the wheels. And he said, they don't seem to be moving. And I said, well, that's good enough for me. He said, but it you can still have the gear full. I said, if the gear's down, I'm going to try to land it. There was no problem at all. It did land. I had to land hot, though, because I didn't have enough elevator, but it worked out nicely, and I landed. The airplane was totally destroyed. I mean, it was just a mess.
But you made
that's
it.
That's my horror story about the P-47. But it was a wonderful airplane in combat. It was right alongside the P-51.
Right. Bob, last question. When you see the American flag all your life, what does that mean to you?
One year I was over by my airplane waiting for my turn to take off. And there were some cars parked by performing airplanes. And I drove up in my car. I was just waiting for my turn to fly. And the national anthem was being played. And there were some teenagers next to a car at another airplane that was one of the performers. And the national anthem was played, and they didn't stand up. And I yelled, on your feet! And boy, it got a jump out of them. And they looked around, where did it come from? And I said, "You heard me." Stood on their feet, and when national anthem was over, I walked over to them and I said, "Don't you know what that meant?" And the answer was, "I don't know." I said, "That's the American flag, the red, white, and blue. That's what this country stands for." I said, "You're supposed to stand up. Think how many people have died trying to keep that flag flying." And these teenagers looked around like this. And I said, "Just believe me. We live in the greatest country in the world, and you've got to respect it, and you've got to pass that along to others. Stand at attention every time you hear that." The end of the story is, I no more than got that out of my mouth, and I saw a giant stand up on the other side of the car, and it was the father of the two boys. And I thought, "Oh man, he's gonna hammer me right in the top of the head." Well, believe it or not, he came over and shook hands with me. Happy ending. Thank you. Thank you all.